Praise be Jesus and Mary. Brothers and sisters, today in the gospel, we have an example that all of us should strive to apply. We have the blind man who, first of all, recognizes his condition. It's the first requirement for any problem to be solved. The problem has to be recognized. And so, with an analogy from the physical blindness, we oftentimes suffer from spiritual blindness. And so, this event in the life of Christ and this miracle also has relevance to spiritual blindness, and really that's the deeper meaning. And the blind man is aware of his need for a cure. And humbly and rightly he cries out to Jesus for help. And with hope and persistence, he ignores those who would discourage him or who would have him continue in his deplorable condition. And this is a little bit like all of us when we're aware that our lives may be not exactly in conformity with God's will. And we want to change, and the world shouts at us, shut up, just stay back there, and don't bother us. And that's the people rebuking this blind man, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more. And the blind man shows in this way his courage to face the taunts and intimidation of the people. He's moved more by hope and by God's goodness than by allowing himself to be silenced by the bullying of mean-spirited and selfish men. So the blind man's insistence is rewarded. He gets the Lord's attention, his prayer is granted, and in this, God was glorified through the faithfulness of this blind man. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary is another example, a shining example of courage and of faith and hope. As the blind man who put his trust in the Lord rather than in the words and counsels of men, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary certainly put her trust in the Lord and not in princes, and literally not in princes, because she was of royal lineage and actually married to the king. Saint Elizabeth was born in 1207, so just 2 years before Saint Francis founded the Franciscan order. Saint Elizabeth has an amazing life. She was born the daughter of a king, the King of Hungary, and just at 3 years of age, was given in marriage to another nobility of Europe, the Landgrave of Thuringia. And she grew up in the palace then of her future husband, was raised side by side, and as children, they loved each other very much. And both were very pious, and from the youngest age, as soon as possible, Saint Elizabeth showed her virtue in good works and was particularly had great care for the poor and did everything she could to help them. Saint Elizabeth is one of those saints who showed heroic virtue in various states of life. As a virgin, as a child and a virgin, She already was showing the virtue of great charity and faithfulness. Then as a mother, as a wife and mother, and then as a widow, St. Elizabeth died at 24 years of age and yet did all this and much more. She suffered a great deal for her faithfulness. So she was married to the king. When he became the king, they were married. And at that time, there were crusades going on, and her husband, stepping back a moment, during married life, she continued her acts of charity. And putting her trust in the Lord, as I said, didn't really listen to the counsels of the princes who were watching her, especially actually the mother of the king, with great disapproval, because she was using the wealth and treasury of her husband to do good works, and he had no problem with that. He thought it was great and was happy. But the mother and the others looked disapprovingly on her great generosity. And when the husband went off to the crusade, he actually died on the way. And for a time, St. Elizabeth was then the ruler. But those of the court, the brothers of the king and the mother particularly, did not approve of her way of ruling and were concerned about what would happen with the wealth of the kingdom. And so they plotted against her and in fact cast her out cruelly without anything, just her two servants and her four young children, the youngest of which was only 2 months old. She was cast down into the cold and had to go looking for a place. And like Joseph and Mary in Bethlehem, could find no one to take them in, until finally an old man had pity and put her up in his stable, just like Joseph and Mary. And St. Elizabeth was happy. She felt joy at being so close to our Lord, even in this condition. And she went to the friars minor who had a convent there in town, which she actually had built, and asked them to sing the Te Deum, to give glory to God for this turn of events. She was restored in a certain sense, not to be the queen, but she was given a property more fitting for royalty, and her children were given an education, assured of an education, because she's in her early 20s, so she couldn't see them grow up, but she was given assurances and that the children would be raised and educated and cared for. And so at that point, she already was a tertiary. She followed the Third Order of St. Francis, which is, for those who don't know, a way of life given by St. Francis for those living in the world, to live the evangelical counsels in a way that's consonant with their state of life and with living in the world. And so she continued her good works and renounced all of her riches and became poor and continued to serve the poor until her death. St. Elizabeth, in this way, showed her supreme trust in our Lord's teaching, showed her faithfulness that was realized in so many good works. She built hospitals, she cared personally for the poor and for the sick. And upon her death, great miracles began to take place, so many that within just a few years of her death, she was already proclaimed a saint. She's the first of the tertiaries, Third Order members, in Germany, and is recognized as the patroness of the Third Order, which includes laity, which includes religious and clergy, those living in the world and following this rule. She is for us an example, like the blind man, of one who puts her confidence in the Lord and is willing to face even the rejection of men and the loss of all worldly status and goods in order to remain faithful to God. And her faith was rewarded, and now she's remembered. 800 years later, we celebrate her feast. We remember 2,000 years later, the blind man. Those who are faithful to God are those who receive life. Those who are not are forgotten eventually. Let us put our trust in the Lord, not in princes. Let us be encouraged by the example of Saint Elizabeth and by the blind man, and be moved by the hope of eternal life to face whatever men can throw at us. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.